But Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 down to verse 6, the word of God says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay." Amen. We know the Lord will add his blessing to the reading of his word. But let's look to the Lord now in prayer and commit this time to him. Our Heavenly Father, eternal God, we thank thee for thy presence, for thy help already. We rejoice, Lord, we've been able to praise thee. And Father, we thank thee, O God, that he that offereth praise unto God glorifieth God. We pray, Lord, you'll just give us help now in the ministry of the word. Exalt thy precious name, for we pray. Amen. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, it was the first day of the week, and two women, both named Mary, came early to the tomb. They noticed that the stone was rolled away from the door, and as they entered into the tomb, they found not the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this left them troubled and fearful. On Friday, his body was placed in the tomb. On Saturday, his body was still in the tomb. But on Sunday, his body was gone. The tomb was empty. But the Lord did not leave these women trembling and shaking for fear. Rather, the messenger came with that message, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said." And what a wonderful joy that was, because Christ came, as he always does, with a word of comfort and joy, even in the most trouble of situations. And no greater word of comfort was given on this occasion than the words, "He is risen, as he said." It meant that death could not keep him, nor have dominion over him. It signified that Christ had power over sin, power over the grave, power over death, and power over hell. Hallelujah. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ arose. And this was the message the women were to spread. Again, verse 7. "Go quickly, tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and ye shall see him." Once the women knew the truth of Christ's resurrection, they were then commanded to go and to tell others of a risen Saviour. They were not to keep it a secret. They were not to hide it. They were not to be ashamed. Rather, they were to go and encourage others. The Saviour is alive, because that was the message that would encourage others. And as they went back to the other disciples who had shut themselves in for fear of the Jews, we learn, they ran back with that message. Christ is alive. The Savior is alive. And it brought them joy. It brought them comfort. And then the Savior appeared to them. And we learn, then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. They had a view. They had a sight of a risen Savior. And I'm glad today when we come, we don't come to worship a dead God, a vain imagination. We don't come to praise fresh air. We come to sing about a risen Savior, an exalted Savior. And because he lives, we shall live also. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Praise his name. And therefore, that is the message. Christ is risen. Christ is alive. And so we want to think shortly, briefly, just in closing that thought. Notice, first of all, the confidence that Christ is risen. He said, he is not here, for he is risen as he said. You should mark those words in your Bible. He is risen as he said. That is our confidence. During his earthly ministry, Christ expounded in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He taught his disciples about his resurrection. He told them that he would die, but he also told them he would rise from the dead. He gave them a message of hope, a message of victory. But when it came to that time, they completely forgot the message. And isn't that the case? We can hear God's word, but we keep forgetting the message. And so we need to be reminded again. And so we learn in John chapter 2, verse 19, Christ said publicly, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up, speaking about his own body. Matthew chapter 20, verses 17 and 19, and Luke chapter 18, verse 31 to 33, he took unto him the 12, that's his disciples, and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written in the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted upon. Again, it doesn't remind you what we're going through in the afternoons about the life of Joseph. And they shall scourge him and put him to death. There's the cross. And the third day he shall rise again. There is his resurrection. And so we learn, and we could many more verses we could use, but we learn that Christ taught his followers he would rise from the dead. Why is that vital? Because that was the very message they forgot in a time of need. Because on that third day, they came to the tomb and they were discouraged. Their hearts were broken. Why? Because they still believed Christ to be dead. They were looking for Christ in the wrong place. Instead of lifting their eyes up knowing our Savior is alive, they were coming to the tomb and they were looking for Christ still to be in the tomb. Because we learn, verse 1, they came to see the sepulchre. Verse 5, I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Luke says, in Luke 24, verse 3, they entered into that tomb, and they found not the body of Jesus. The whole point is they came to that tomb believing Christ still to be there. They believed him still to be in that tomb. It had left their mind. Our Savior said he would rise again. They completely forgot it. Again, Luke chapter 24, verse 5, the same account, the message was given. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Or why seek ye the living one among the dead? The point is, he is not here. He is alive. He is risen. He has gone on high. He is exalted. And therefore, believer, when we forget the word of God, it causes doubt. It causes fear. That's why we always must keep going over the same ground when it comes to the word of God. Because keep learning these truths. Because we forget so soon. And so they had forgotten about Christ's words, and it impacted their living. It impacted their mood. They were discouraged. They feared. They were brokenhearted because they believed Christ not to have risen. And so, believer, maybe that's where you are today. You're discouraged. You're downcast. You're brokenhearted. You know the promises of the word. You know God's word's been preached to you, but in a time of need, those words have left your mind. I say to you, get your mind back on the word of God. Get your mind back on our risen Christ. Because when you forget what Christ has done for you on earth at Calvary, then you will forget what he's doing for you now in heaven as he lives for you. He died for you on earth and now he lives for you in heaven because he is alive. You could go to Jerusalem today. He's not on the cross. He's not in the tomb. He is alive forevermore. And I say to you, men and women, why seek ye the living among the dead? Don't go to the things of this world looking to be built up in your most holy faith. Don't turn to the gimmicks of the world to try to live the Christian life. Why seek ye the living among the dead? Christ is alive forevermore. And therefore he is our risen Savior. You men and women today, maybe young people who are not saved, you look to self for salvation. But why seek ye the living among the dead? Our hearts by nature are spiritually dark. Our hearts by nature are tombs, are sepulchres, because there's deadness, there's coldness, there's darkness within our hearts. Our hearts are deceitful and above all things, desperately wicked. Why seek ye the living among the dead? You will not find Christ in your heart naturally because you are an enemy to God. You're against God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. No man is born a Christian. No man is born on the way to heaven. We're all born the children of wrath, even as others. We're all born with that attitude, that hatred against the Christ of God. And it's only when the glorious light of the gospel, the power of a risen Savior, comes into our heart and lifts us up, from the grave. That same power is the same power that brings us from deadness into glorious light. Can I ask you today, are you like the ones in the religious leaders? They used to get the tombs in Christ's day and they would paint over the tombs to try and make the tombs presentable. But underneath the paint, there was dullness and there was deadness. You can appear to yourself to be religious. You can appear to be good, but it's what is within. How does the Lord see you today? And therefore, come to risen Savior. You can have life because Christ died to give eternal life. The confidence of a risen Savior. As he said. Notice, secondly, briefly, the comfort that he is risen. Here is the comfort that Christ is arisen. He is the master, the one who has triumphed over sin, conquered death, destroyed the works of the devil. He is alive forevermore. Therefore, be not afraid. There is the greatest comfort, because Christ has arisen. All who trust in Christ, all who have repented of their sin, will one day enter into heaven, because the resurrection of Christ declares that death is not the end. Here is the comfort of the child of God, that because Christ died, he rose again and he's entered into heaven. That means whenever you die upon this earth, you will enter into heaven. Our forerunner has gone within the veil to appear in the presence of God for us. That's why Christ is our hope. The resurrection is central to our foundation. Because if Christ did not rise from the dead, if he is a dead Savior, then we cannot have life. But because he is a risen Savior, we know that when we leave this scene of time, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. D.L. Moody, a great evangelist, and Dr. Paisley quoted these words one time. He said this here. I'll give you the original quote. When the newspapers report that D.L. Moody is dead, and he was a famous evangelist. When the newspapers report when D.L. Moody is dead, don't you believe it, for I will be alive in heaven. And believer, you can have the same testimony, and you do. Whenever you die on earth, you live in heaven. One day, this earthly tabernacle, our body, that starts to break down piece by piece, we will leave this scene of time, but we will enter to be with the Lord. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, I know who holds the future. And life is worth living because he lives. And therefore, men and women today who are not saved, that's why the resurrection is so important to you. Because a dead Savior can never give life. A dead Savior can never rescue you. A dead Savior can never give you eternal life. That's why there's people today and they pray to plants. They pray to trees. They pray to rocks. They pray to all these different idols. And they put eyes on those idols, but those idols cannot see. And they put ears on them, but they cannot hear. Because they're dead, they're empty, they're false. Christ is alive. He's the true and the living God. Therefore, if you're ever to have salvation, abandon all false religion. Because Jesus Christ is alive. And you can be alive today spiritually by trusting Christ as your Savior. Oh, he is alive. It was said one day by a street preacher. Don't know if you've ever seen this or not, but suppose we could try it in the street anyway. He had a hat on the ground. And in the open air, he began to shout, "It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!" People all curious, what's this? Alive? Crowds coming over. It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! People wanting to see what's under this hat. Is it a wee rat running around or whatever? Something, what's going on here? And as the crowd came along and around, he got the hat. He said, "It's alive! It's alive!" And he lifted up the hat. People looked down. And it was the copy of God's precious word, because this book is alive. And this book is alive because the author of this book is a living Savior. And therefore, when you read the Bible, you're reading the living word of God. And that's the comfort. That's the confidence. The scripture. He is risen as he said. And finally, the confirmation that he is risen. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. The confirmation. Luke 24, verse 8. And they remembered his words. Everything came back to them, what the Savior had said. So the very fact that Christ had risen from the dead confirmed that his work was accepted by God. And therefore, to declare that Christ's sacrifice for sin was accepted, well-pleasing by the Father. God raised his Son from the dead by his own power, demonstrating that he had earned acceptance with God for all whom he died for and all whom he rose for. On Friday, we met together and we considered the sufferings of Christ on the cross in our Good Friday service. And we thought of the payment for sin. Redemption was accomplished. But when we come today, we think of the empty tomb. That payment for sin. Redemption had been accepted. And for many today, we're glad we can say, redemption has been applied to the life. Let me ask you this. Has redemption been applied to your heart? Has the Savior's work been applied to you? Are you washed in the precious blood of the Lamb? Have you ever come to Jesus Christ? I'm not asking you, have you attended church or how many times? I'm asking you, have you ever come to Christ and acknowledged, I am a sinner in need of a Savior? I am a great sinner, but you are a great Savior. You died on the cross and you rose again. And therefore, there's hope in the gospel. Christ has died, believer. He is risen for our eternal salvation. What a wonderful Savior is He. The confidence He has risen. The comfort that He has risen. The confirmation that He is risen. Pray the Lord will write His word upon our heart for His name's sake. Amen.